Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. So if you're looking at everything from this past year, maybe wondering what adjustments you need to be making in 2021, then this is the show for you, because today Eric and I are going to talk about what you need to understand about your retirement accounts and how to be proactive so taxes will not leave you with just a fraction of the money you were counting on for retirement. Here's the number you need to remember, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. And you're going to be hearing us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. This is something that Eric offers every single weekend. It's complimentary, and getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. Reach out to us at 800-454-1184 to get on Eric's calendar. And of course, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you. And I want to say congratulations. Tell us what you just did. You reached your goal of 50 miles in 50 states. Tell us about it.
Yeah, in January of 19, I just kind of was on a business trip in Arizona and was rented a bike and was riding 50 miles there and said, you know, this is only the third state I've ever ridden in. I'm like, that'd be kind of cool to ride in all 50. And, you know, you can't just do it in a, you know, in a whenever kind of time frame. If you really want to have a goal that you want to accomplish, you got to have a deadline for it. So I set the deadline of 25 months. And so, I did the first year mostly tied into business trips. And was it February of 2020 was the first time I just flew to Alabama and Mississippi to do those two states. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. So we ended up RVing one trip, and then ended up buying an RV in New Hampshire and slowly drove it back across the country as I did 14 states in 15 days at one time and another 8 in 10 days. And, and then did Alaska in September before it got, you know, super cold.
Yes,
and thankfully. Then, unfortunately, I had a cycling accident here in town, not on one of my trips, and broke an elbow, and that sidelined me from riding for about 3 months. And last week I was able to finally go out to my last one, which was Hawaii, and so we did the Big Island, and finished it all up right in time and, on time and exactly what I planned. There's a lot of unique challenges, a lot of things that come at you always, and, you know, very much like retirement planning and, and just your own money. You think things are going to happen one way and they happen a different way. And pretty much every single state I did, I never did the route I planned to do because there was always something that came up. And yeah, there was always some sort of surprise, and there's, of course, a ton of logistical challenges and all that. So it was fun to do. It was a great way to see the country, especially seeing 30 states during a pandemic. And, you know, with an RV, it was a pretty safe way to do it. And so, yeah, it's been a great way to have some fun, see the country, and, see everybody out there.
What a great idea. What would you say was your most unusual state or maybe situation?
I had definitely lots of weird situations and stuff. And almost every ride I would have like a dateline moment where, you know, you'd say, okay, this is where the guy just went out for a ride and they never heard from him again, you know, and so I had a lot of those, there's some pretty cool places that you ride along to. And, so there's some spots that I should not have ridden. And one time I accidentally rode about a quarter mile on a road that became a freeway, it turned out. And, didn't realize I was not supposed to be on that road, but luckily made it through that and stuff. So, there's a lot of different unique places. I did a lot of rails to trails and a lot of road stuff too. But, not any one particular that comes to mind, but, got to see a lot of great areas and, did a couple national parks too, which were definitely fun ones, like Tetons and Shenandoah and Badlands, all very different landscapes for sure.
awesome. And like you said, it's doing this challenge, 50 miles in 50 states. It's just like a retirement journey. So many things can pop up along the way. You have it all planned out, you think, and then things happen. Let's get into retirement planning. Here we are now in mid-February. And by this point, everybody's probably gotten all of their year-end statements from last year and all, you know, on all the different financial accounts. So after we've reviewed everything that we did last year, how do we figure out the adjustments we should be making for 2021, Eric?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of things that you should be paying attention to. I mean, right now you're doing tax reporting. So you're saying what happened last year. There's very little you can do, you know, today to fix anything from 2020, because 2020 ended, you know, a month and a half ago, right?
Right.
And so now, as you're doing tax reporting, you really should start doing tax planning. Tax planning is to make sure these things don't happen again, right? So, you know, like just speaking of my bike riding, the first time I had two flats was in Arkansas, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Luckily, my oldest son was on that ride with me, was able to rescue me because I only always carried one spare inner tube. I quickly learned after that, I always carried two. And so, you know, just same thing, you know, okay, yeah, you saw what happened last year. And now what are you going to do to change it this year? And also we know that tax laws will change. And every time that we get a new president, there's going to be new tax laws. And so, you know, that's one of the things to be thinking about too, is we know taxes will most likely go up, and we know they're going to change for sure somehow. So there will be probably some more critical stuff once we know the new rules of the board game that we're all playing. But right now, how can you make stuff less taxable and more tax efficient? And, you know, that's one of the things that we've actually come up with a report on called, you know, Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes in Retirement? And this is something you can just download on your own. If you want to get the link to that, all you have to do is text the word taxes, you know, so taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you that link and you can download it right away, or you can request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So back in January of 2020, they were temporarily suspended, so no one had to take those withdrawals. But now those people who are turning 72 this year will need to take their very first withdrawal. So what do they need to know before they take anything out?
Well, first of all, it used to be 70 and a half, and they changed that at the end of 2019. And then, yes, as you said, the COVID had people stop the RMDs. This is when you have to take money out of your retirement accounts. So your 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, 457s, all those different numbers and letters, that's when you have to start actually taking the money, even if you don't need it, and paying the tax on it. And so this is something that ideally before you get there, you start doing some tax planning. You start doing some Roth conversions, or you just withdraw some money when you're in a lower bracket. So if you're not there yet, you really should be talking about Roth. You should be talking about how to lower that taxes, you know, that tax bill, how to fill up those lower brackets before you jump to that higher bracket. But yeah, if you're turning 72 or you're already 72, you got to start taking that money out and, you know, make sure you do it. Otherwise, it's a 50, you know, 50, half of the money that you should have taken out, if you don't do it, is the penalty you pay. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your retirement and more about having fun, enjoying things, and, you know, maybe even riding 50 miles in all 50 states.
That's right.
And so, you know, that blueprint is five areas. It's income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. It's something we can do for you. And right now we're actually waiving the fees still for anybody who's listening to the show or the podcast. So if you're listening to this, you can have that with no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call or go online, but give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, It's a Whole New World. You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and
well,
they're singing. It's a whole
they
new
all
world.
Did theater. They all did
Aladdin. Oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah, they would go along with it.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So, you know, we always talk about thanks to advancements in healthcare, we are living longer than any generation before us, which is a good thing. However, it brings challenges to retirees. So why don't you tell us about those, Eric?
Well, just along the same lines. You got no pension for life. You got some sort of question mark around Social Security, right? So you might live 10 or 15, 20 years longer. It's like, what? you know, that's a little scary, right?
Yeah.
All that. I'm going to have less guaranteed money and I'm going to be here longer. So that you can see why the number one fear of everybody is running out of money. And it's really fun sometimes in my job when I have clients that come up with kind of some goals that, in a way, I probably should have told them, but they came up with these on their own. So recently, I just had one that was, you know, this client who's very much younger for what she's trying to do, but she's trying to retire way early. So in a way, she's like somebody who's in her 60s, but she's in her early 50s or just turned 50, actually. And her goal is to have $10,000 a month of income that's coming from guaranteed sources, from what I like to call foundational money, stuff that can't go away. And not to have that, you know, really late in life, but to have that by at least age 60 or 55. And so if she has that much money, you know, coming in, plus they got some rental income, you know, they're always going to be okay just on that basis alone, let alone their other assets, you know, that are in the market and other, you know, other areas. And so, yeah, I thought, I was like, wow, that's actually a really cool goal. And, you know, so, yeah, I quickly said, okay, here's what you're at. Yeah, we're already up to almost 80. So we just need to do a little bit more. And she wanted to know, what's that number that I have to do? She's been at a company that's had really great stock increases. So we said, all right, this is how much you'd have to sell to get to that number and have that set. Once you have that, I mean, if you know that you're getting 10K, you know, ignoring Social Security, ignoring all sorts of other stuff, that's a really nice peace of mind. And then if you do live a lot longer, yeah, you're not going to outlive that money. And then she could even have more money for home health care or other things, right? That also kind of plays into that whole health care question.
Wow, that's so cool. She wants to retire that early. But here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah. And that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game till it finally ends. Yeah. How do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And, you know, and then also, how do you fit other goals in? Like, I had one client that, you know, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house, and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
It doesn't,
though. I had three of them. And, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth. And that was able, now they were able to see that, yeah, they could buy a beach house and it's not going to, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything. Income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how you're going to pay for health care. Then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out how do I invest not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running the right way and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. And so, again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. If you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. Then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. So, so just take a moment. And if you want, you can give us a call. We can have a discussion or a Zoom meeting either way. And so you can give us a call and book that, or you can do it online. So the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. We were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. So if we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, I've had some people that had really kind of, literally I had one person who, she'd been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she'd saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, that withdrawal rate. Okay, 2 years later,
that's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half. So maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? Can you If you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And then maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, lots of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun and maybe for healthcare and stuff like that, where you're not doing one that's as crazy and as work, you know, something that a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal, was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work. She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we do actually have is we have some free reports that you can get. So, you know, if you want to text or you can text the word money and we'll send you a link back or just ask you for more info to send you the brochure. But, you know, if you want to text the word money, so M-O-N-E-Y to 800-454-1184, we'll send you that report that will your money last as long as you do. And it's a great, great tool. So again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or you can always visit our website at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right. Yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. You know, I remember... for some reason, I was, you were mentioning, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox seeing him his business-minded character that he had. Alex Keaton. And so, looking at that and, I just remember back then, I was in high school, I think, when that was on, and if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have to pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
That's how far that number's flipped. And I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, if I had $1 million. Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, you know, I want to be a billionaire. I mean, right? So, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, yeah, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. Yeah, if you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's 100 grand, cut it in half, 50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you could be getting about 50 grand a year. So, that's $4,000, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel, they want to do fun stuff, they want to go see the world, they want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff, and they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month, right? So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So yeah, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's what this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there are some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed, they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid.
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s. And the difference, this is of a $500,000 portfolio, the difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it, the same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. Here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of three decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's way best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You have to have a plan, and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great successful retirement, because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? I mean, you know, I was a scout, and all my boys were in scouts, and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe. And one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of their money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. So really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So one of the things we've done is we actually set up some free reports that people can download. And, you know, just getting that education is so, so critical, too. So, you know, if you want to talk more about having your money last, one of the things that we can do is, of course, we can send you a report called Money. And how long will your money last? As long as you do, of course. And so all you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 454-1184, or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, where you are getting straightforward advice today on planning for a secure and a comfortable retirement. So, Eric, I know that everybody has questions about either retirement or, you know, maybe what's the latest stock tip when they find out what you do. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's kind of annoying sometimes. Sometimes great, but sometimes it's like, yeah, the stock tips and all that stuff. It's like, no, get a plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You got to have the plan. That's the main thing. So we wanted to find out what some of the retirement questions are. So we're going to hear these questions, okay, from some people, and then you're going to answer the questions, Eric, okay?
Yep.
I'm thinking about taking money out of my IRA to pay off some debt. I know that's not always the greatest idea. I think we can do okay without a penalty because Congress has passed some new laws after the pandemic. But how can we make sure we don't make a bad situation even worse?
It's actually a great question. And there is a huge, huge benefit this year. And so there's a COVID-related distribution and CRDs. And the hard part is if it's from your employer has to have adopted the ability for you to take these out. So again, this is all this goofiness of rushing laws without knowing how to implement them. And so one of the tough things is you may be able to do this, but your company may not allow you to do this, which would really suck, right? If you need the money. So hopefully your company's taken action and said, yes, it's okay. But normally, like for say a 401k, you can borrow out is $50,000 and up to 50% of your plan. Well, now they've allowed you to go up to $100,000. But the more cool part and the crazy part is they've actually allowed you to take out $100,000 and spread the tax hit over the next 3 years. Why is this so important? Well, we know with the Trump tax laws, they go away in 2026, regardless of the election outcome. Mm-hmm. We know that's going to happen, right?
Right.
And so, and if the election changes and we get a new president, then, you know, those changes might be even more rapid. And we all know taxes will more than likely go up. Anytime any politician says they're going to go down, it's kind of like BS, right? You know, if you can spread that tax hit and pay those taxes sooner at today's lower rates that we have, well, that's going to be a great boom. Now, you do have to be materially affected. And that's one of those things where you got to look that up online and or talk to your tax person just to verify. But basically it means somebody in your family or you have to have at least, you know, had your hours cut, not have as much pay, actually been ill, you know, those types of things. So there's a lot of stuff, but a lot of people can be classified as that materially affected. They did fix it and made it a lot more general than it originally was. And for a lot of my clients, this is actually not a thing to pay off debt, but it's actually a great wealth strategy. Like when Roth IRAs first came out, they had this deal where you could convert it and pay the tax over 4 years. It was a wonderful thing. This one's almost the same thing, where you could withdraw your money out of a retirement plan, $100,000, and you could re-put that money into something that's going to put off tax-free income for the rest of your life, you know, if you have it designed right. And that's what we're doing with a lot of our clients, is doing this specialty 100K plan that we're doing with people, is 100K to tax-free. And if you get that 100K to tax-free plan, I mean, that is a great way to build up some money and get some money that, you know, you didn't realize is building up under the tax man's, you know, grasp, right? And let that free up and let that be working for you more. So it could be something that if you're paying off some high debts, sometimes it can make sense, you know, but you also have to make sure you don't charge up those debts. But as a wealth strategy, I think it makes a great sense to do.
All right, here is another question from a retiree on the street that Eric will answer.
I've been working for the same company now for about 40 years, and I'm hoping to retire in the next year or two. My original plan was to wait until I retire, take my 401k and do something with it then. But I'm wondering, should I be doing something with it now?
Yeah, well, lots of times it makes sense to take action, especially before you retire. I actually had a client working for Lockheed here in the Valley, and you know, they retire with some nice pensions. But we did this in early 2019, which was good before the 2020 crash and all this other crazy stuff. But before he retired, a year before he retired, we took some of that money out, added it to something that's guaranteed where it can't be lost. It can't go down in the market. So that way he's got some options of where does he have to take his required minimum distributions from that isn't market related. So that way, if it's a bad year, he can grab the money from there. In a good year, he can take it from the market side. Plus, he had some money that was in an after-tax 401k. And a lot of people, especially at older companies, had these after-tax 401ks. Well, the big thing that sucks about those is if you didn't take action early enough, you gave away a lot of tax-free growth. And so what the rules say is, say you put in $10,000 to this after-tax and it's worth 25 now. Well, you can move that $10,000 to a Roth IRA and it'll grow tax-free for the rest of your life. The 15 of the gain has to go into a traditional IRA. So we were able to move that money sooner and let that growth now be on the tax-free side of the world. So again, a great way to go. You know, something that you only do with often somebody who knows what they're doing and who does this all day long and having a plan, right? So he did not know about all this stuff. He did not know about some special tax benefits that he had with his stock, where we saved him probably about $100,000 on taxes. So again, there's a lot of things that you need to be looking at. So if you're a couple of years away from retirement, this is the time to take action. And you know, if you want to have that worry less wealth plan created for you, that blueprint to worry less wealth, right now we're not charging a fee for it. So if you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, Eric, here's another question for you.
I'm 67 years old. I just retired and I'm feeling good. I've got money in my 401k, money in some other investment accounts. I think I'm covered, but what should I be thinking about?
Yeah, well, it's great when people are doing good and everything's going well. But just like, you know, I mean, I was a scout. My boys were all scouts. You want to be prepared.
And that's right.
So, you know, what about healthcare issues? What about stock market losses? Lots of times when the market's going up and things are all rosy, it looks all great. But if all of a sudden the market crashes or flips around and then you need to get more money out, well, what do you do then, right? Because if that money is locked up and all tied up in the stock market and then you need the money, you're going to lock in those losses. And a lot of times people don't really understand how much that can, you know, really affect things. As you know, once that big hit happens, you know, I had a friend who, he's a financial advisor down in San Diego area. He had somebody come into him and his recommendation was to take a lot of that money and make it safer. This was, you know, in 1999. And of course, everything was going great. So why should he make anything safe, right? And so the guy, you know, just walked out of his office, said, no, you're not the right advisor for me. 3 years later, he comes back to his office and the guy had $1 million and his plan was to take out $50,000 a year. He came back in, he had $450,000 left.
Oh no.
He'd taken out only 150, uh-huh. Which means he should have at least 850 left, right? But the other 350 or 400, sorry, was gone in the market drop. And that money didn't come back when the market came back. Because what happens? You spend it. You know, when you're working, you got time to have that money come back. When you're retired, that money doesn't come back because you cash those shares in. So, you know, that's where it's what's called the sequence of returns. That's where how the money comes out makes a huge, huge difference in how everything works out for you. So, yeah, I mean, making sure you have a plan, making sure you have those contingencies. Obviously, healthcare is another big issue that, you know, everything may be going good and then all of a sudden something just happens really quickly. And, you know, you never know. There's all those freaky stuff that, you know, you've probably seen with friends, you know, or other people, but, you know, you never know when that can be happening. And somebody can go from healthy to not healthy very fast. And then, of course, how does that affect everything? So, yeah, just making sure you have a plan, making sure it's all tested and, you know, just kind of like the pilot does, right? Goes around and does the pre-flight checkup. You kind of want to do that too, because just because things are going well doesn't mean they're going to stay doing that way. And yeah, you want to be prepared. So, you know, again, that's why we've created that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can go through that income plan, figure out that written income plan, what plan you're on right now. How's that going to come through? Do you have investments that are going to put off that income? And is it safely or is it a lot of risk? What are the tax things that you should be doing, not just for this year, but permanently, to make sure you pay the lowest taxes over your lifetime? What healthcare issues should you be looking at in legacy? Who gets your money? And once you have that written down, we can say, okay, here's the plan you have, the path you have, and what things should we be changing? What should we be correcting? And it's pretty easy to see then. And then it's up to you if you want to take action. Again, right now we're not charging a fee, so you're going to get all this great info, stuff you need to know at no cost if you give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson. And it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically, he wanted to get that dream retirement house, and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year, year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth, and then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules, and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't, and then they blow that. And then these after-tax monies. You know, if you have after-tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. You know, those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually on the phone or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.
Hackman. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.